You started writing in 2002 after finishing law school. How did you learn to write fiction?
Well, I don't know that I actually learned. I'm still learning, and you know, I read books I really liked and tried to write stories that kept me interested, in the sense that I think I would read books that I really liked, and then I would try to write like those writers, and then that would always fail because I was taking on a voice that wasn't mine. I guess the sort of painful process of learning was learning to follow the things that did sound like my voice for whatever it was, even when I sort of thought what was coming out was strange or not really fiction. I sort of started to write these things that didn't feel like fiction at all, but for better or worse, that's what was coming out.
Training to be a lawyer, the kind of writing that you do, and is there anything you had to unlearn in order to do creative writing?
Yeah, I think yes, there is, and it's a constant sort of thing that I try to unlearn, which is a very analytical way of thinking. And that's not the sort of my natural mode of thinking anyway. So that's something I had to learn in law school in order to not fail. And then it's something that I have to keep, you know, relatively sharp at, I hope, so that I don't lose my job and I do a good job at it. But then when I switch onto my writer mode, I have to stop thinking so analytically. And that's a hard thing because I don't actually get to switch onto writer mode. There are times when I sit down for a couple hours and write, but a lot of times it's just throughout the day when I'll come up with an idea and I'll have to jot it down for later. Flipping back and forth between those modes of thinking is something that I'm constantly trying to stay sharp at.
Have you developed any techniques for switching into writer's mind or writer's mode?
One is music. I mean, I think music is sort of, I don't know what the word would be, but a kind of cheat. You know, whether it's specific songs or just turning on someone that I like just gets me out of that immediately.
As a full-time lawyer, how do you find time to write? What's your process?
I generally write at night after I'm home from work, and also I have two kids, and so after they're down for the night, I'll have a few hours. Occasionally on the early morning on the weekends or something, if my wife is kind enough to take the kids for a while, and which she always is, it's often I don't, you know, want to give it up, because the worst feeling in the world is having like missed a day with my kids and then also having produced nothing on the page. That's like terrible, terrible guilt plus but in terms of writing process, it's long stretches of nothing coming out followed by very infrequent bursts of things coming out, and then just refining that until it's something that's readable.
How do you recognize when you have something that's good or something that you think is the seed of something good?
It's a kind of like iterative process. It's sort of like I have this natural selection in my hard drive where ideas will get to live on the hard drive. You know, they come out and they stay there, and then the next time I go to visit the ideas, some of them I'll find just are dying. They're just not making it. And some of them stick around. And after a while, when one of them sticks around long enough and things start sort of sticking to it, this is where my metaphor is completely breaking down, but things start sticking to that idea, then I'm like, oh, that's the sort of seed or that idea has some sort of gravitational pull to it, that it's kind of making other ideas clump onto it, and it turns into a sort of idea cluster, and that interests me. Sometimes it's not an idea either. It could be just a cluster of words. Often it's actually like a piece of language, or you know, even just a sentence or two that has some kind of something to it that feels like, oh, that's the real thing. That's something that's interesting to me anyway.
How do you know when your story is done?
I might have written, I don't know how many stories I've written, but a few dozen, and I don't know that more than a couple of them I feel like are even done yet. You know, in my very limited experience, I found there's sort of like two kinds of writers, and one will literally be editing their story like before they're going up to read it, and then the other kind where it's like, well, that's done. I don't want to touch that anymore. I'm more of the first kind where even as I'm reading it out loud, like, oh, that's still not good. I want to fix that, you know, and so. Yeah, I don't know what, if anything, is done ever for me.
What advice would you give writers who, like you, didn't go to school to learn how to write and also maintain a full-time job?
Well, I think, yeah, specifically to people that didn't go to school for writing. Well, I guess I can say my experience was that it doesn't matter. Not only does it not matter, but it might help in some ways, because I think that you sort of don't know what you don't know. You know, there is a kind of freedom in not having any idea about craft and having to learn it from reading, which is a fine way to learn as well. And probably what, you know, probably what you do inside an MFA program, but just with a really amazing teacher. So, yeah, I think if I had any advice, it would be that to not be afraid to be sort of as weird or as strange as whatever your impulses are leading you to be.
What do you think you have learned about craft from reading other writers?
I think I've learned that there are really no rules. When I read my favorites, I'm struck, you know, really, really just the first thing that strikes me is how much they immediately have a kind of tone or voice that you know you're in a world where this sort of voice is, it's not so much that you feel like you're in sure hands, but you're struck by the distinctiveness of a voice, and at least in the people that I find myself going back to. And that's sort of what I was saying a second ago, which is that, you know, every book and every story and every novel is a kind of new place to create a voice that governs that space, that universe. And so I think if anything, I've sort of learned that that's the main thing, is to establish a kind of confidence in the, not necessarily confidence, but a kind of, it's a kind of experimentation, a place for experimentation in the space that you've created. And so it's sort of like navigating, finding your own voice within that space and making up the rules, but also leaving enough room to have sort of free play within that space as well.
So I've been talking today on Writers on Craft with author Charles Yu, whose book How to Live Safely in a Science Fiction Universe was included in New York Times Top 100 Notable Books of 2010. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Suzanne LeGrand, and this has been Writers on Craft, a show about writing and the creative process, produced by Cabo Community Radio, 90.7 FM. For program notes or to listen to a podcast of this show, go to cabo.fm online or visit our website at www.writersoncraft.com.